Hello, I want to welcome you to the Trucking for Jesus broadcast. My name is Chaplain Blonnie Gregory, and I pray today that the broadcast will be a blessing and an encouragement to you. Today, I'd like to read out of the book of Exodus, chapter 6, verse 6 and 7. The Lord is saying to Moses and the Israelites when they were in bondage, this is what he said, "Wherefore say unto the children of Israel, I am the Lord. And I will bring you out from under the burdens of the Egyptians, and I will rid you of their bondage, and I will redeem you with an stretched out arm, with great judgments, and I will take you to me for a people, and I will be to you a God. And ye shall know that I am the Lord your God, which bringeth you out from under the burdens of the Egyptians." At this point in time, the Israelites were under an Egyptian system. A system that bought them into bondage, a system that kept them working for the other man. They never could gain anything of themselves, a system that told them when to get up, when to go to bed, what they could eat, what they could wear. Does that sound familiar? A system that allowed for them no hope or the future of tomorrow, a system that there was just in bondage to them to build for them, but they never could get anything of themselves. Now, they did not start out that way. Israel was mightier than the nation of Egypt, but because they believed a lie, because they believed what the Egyptians told them, and their freedoms were taken away from them, they ended up in slavery. But God had a remedy. He had a time and a place that he said he was going to bring them out. And these are the four cups that are used. These names are used during the Passover time. The first thing he said, "I will bring you out." In other words, God wants to sanctify us, set us apart for his honor and glory. And then he said, "I will rid you." In other words, the only remedy for bondage is deliverance. I'm going to rid you of this. God has a way to deliver and set free his people. And if we as a nation, as the Israelites, turn to God, God heard their cries. God set them free. God made them a nation, bought them out of bondage, but they had to do what God said. And he said, "I will redeem you." In other words, there's a price to be paid for our deliverance. And today we can say that price has been paid because of the blood of Jesus Christ that he shed on Calvary to pay for our sins. He redeemed us. But the Lord said, "I will redeem you." In other words, I'll pay the price. I'll do what it takes. And then he said, he told them, "I'm going take you unto myself." In other words, people will know. I love what David said when he faced Goliath. He said that all the people of the earth, not just the Israelites, but all the people of the earth will know there's a God in Israel. Today, I want to proclaim this, that all the people of the earth need to know there is a God in America. And that all the people of the earth need to know that God is able to deliver. God is able to bring us out. God is able to give us the victory. But we, as God's people, have got to turn to him. We've got to humble ourselves before him, repent of the ways that's not pleasing to him, and ask for forgiveness, and come under his guidance. And he can bring us out from under any system that is brings us into bondage, that causes us to be in a place where we can have no freedom. God can bring us out, but only God can do that. I pray today that as you hear this scripture, as you will read it, I ask that you go back and reread it and think about what God is saying. What he did for the Israelites, he'll do for you and he'll do for me. He will bring us out and he will set us free. But first, you must make Jesus your Lord and Savior. I ask you right now to give your heart to him. Lord, I pray in Jesus' name, save souls, bring out from bondage, Lord, set free. Lord, we know your word says, "He who the Son sets free is free indeed." And I thank you for your mercy, and I thank you for your goodness. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Thank you for listening to the broadcast today. I pray that the words that I read will encourage your heart, and you will look to Jesus, the author and the finisher of your faith. God bless you. Tune in again next week at the same time to hear the Trucking for Jesus broadcast.